Ano sa tingin mo ang pinakamahalagang virtue or character para maging healthy o successful ang isang relationship? Ano yung important virtue or ingredient na dapat hinahanap-hanap natin para maging healthy and successful ang isang relationship? I did a research online at ang top 5 na madalas lumabas na sagot or lima ba to? Or tama, lima na madalas lumabas ay ito po. Number 1, honesty is the best policy daw. Anong policy yun? Ano? Pangalawa, compassion. Maunawain ka ba? Third, integrity. May isang sagot. Fourth, patience. Fifth, tolerance. Anim pala, hindi lima. And number 6, respect. Malamang natamaan ko yung iba na nasa isip po ninyo. Ano? Interestingly, ang virtue that was not listed kadalasan sa ating mga listahan was forgiveness or forgiving. Forgiveness is very, very difficult. Forgiveness is a difficult thing to do, yet it is one of the most prominent marks of Christianity. Ng isang tunay na Kristiyano. Restoration, reconciliation ay something na madalas natin iwasan. Napansin niyo ba yon? Alam na niya yun. Hindi na mag-sorry, basta yun na, nagpapansin na kami. Kadalasan, hindi po ito nangyayari sa isang relationship. Presumably, kasi forgiveness was not really given. Kaya pag may panibagong issue, pumuputok agad. That there was no real reconciliation. And bakit walang real reconciliation? Because there's no real forgiveness. Dahil hindi rin naibigay. Tayo po ay nagpapatuloy sa ating 3-week sermon series on the book of Philemon. O Philemon. This is one of the shortest letters na sinulat ni Apostle Paul sa loob ng bilangguan ng Rome. Ito ay isa sa mga huling sinulat niya kasama yung letter niya sa church ng Colossae. At pinadeliver niya yung dalawang letter na ito kay Tychicus at kay Onesimus, which is mamaya papakilala natin si Onesimus. This unique letter calls Philemon to forgive and reconcile to a person who wronged him and ran away from him. Ang pangalan po niya is Onesimus. Onesimus. This is a letter about forgiveness and reconciliation. And so, sa ating maigsing 3-week series, we will witness how the power of the gospel reconciles people to God, transform individual lives, and reconcile people towards each other. Gusto natin maunawaan ang situation ni Philemon ng maigi so we could better understand what God has done for us in Christ and what He calls us to do now as we share that forgiving love towards others. My prayer for us this morning, friends, in this passage is that the Holy Spirit would guide us as we look at God's Word para tulungan tayo kung paano mahalin at patawarin ang mga taong sumakit sa ating buhay. Ang passage natin ay tinatawag na ang body ng letter ni Paul. Ito na po yung pinaka-body. Paul is asking Philemon to reconcile with his former worker, Onesimus. A person reconciled with God works to reconcile people with each other. A person reconciled with God works to reconcile people with each other. That is the main idea ng ating passage, which we have divided into 3 points. Number 1, an appeal on the basis of love, verses 8 to 9. Number 2, an appeal for a spiritual son, verses 10 to 14. And number 3, an appeal to God's providence, verses 15 hanggang 16. Let's jump right in. Number one, an appeal on the basis of love. Verse 8, accordingly, though I am bold enough to Christ in Christ to command you to do what is required. Now, let's stop right there. Sa ibang translation, ginamit po nila ay therefore instead of accordingly, which tells us ang mga susunod niyang sasabihin ni Apostle Paul ay yung application ng previous niyang sinabi sa verses 1 to 7. Paul is preparing, setting up Philemon sa kanyang mahirap at mahalagang appeal o apila. Pakikiusapan niya yung mamang ito. Mahal ni Paul at mahal din ni Philemon si Paul. So, nagmamahalan na ni dalawang mamang ito. At masusubukan ang pagmamahal ni Philemon kay Paul sa kung papaano siya magre-respond sa kanyang request. Sa verse 8, kung titignan po natin sa verse 8, nabanggit ni Paul na mayroon siyang apostolic authority. Kaya ganun na rin ka-sharp yung kanyang pagkakasabi. At pwede siyang maging direct at bold in addressing ang concern ni Philemon, pero hindi ito ang kanyang naging approach. We have read and studied several times na naging bold sa approach si Paul in rebuking or calling out others, pero dito iba ang ginawa niya. In this part, he approached him differently. At ano ang approach na ginawa mismo ni Paul? Look at verse 9 for the answer. Yet for love's sake, I prefer to appeal to you. I, Paul, an old man and now a prisoner also for Christ Jesus. Pansin nyo, hindi in-approach ni Paul si Philemon by parading ang kanyang mga spiritual accomplishments o pinamalas niya ang kanyang spiritual gifts, nor did he engage him in deep theological arguments. Hindi yun ang kanyang ginawa to convince him or to appeal to him. So what did he do? Anong klaseng approach? His approach is to appeal in love, in humility, gentleness, and respect. He didn't display his achievements, but he did display his weaknesses. Old man. In its original translation, it's also ambassador. But I believe ang pagkakagamit dito is because of age, because he's trying to appeal. He also used yung term that I am in chains because of Christ. Now, karamihan sa atin, if we want to express love, anong madalas nating sabihin sa ating iniirog? I love you. Di ba madalas natin sabihin yon? Guys, madalas natin sabihin yon? Kailangan pang sikuhin, ano? Para sumagot. I love you. And if we want to feel loved, gusto naman natin madinig na sabihin sa atin ay, I love you too. Tapos pag hindi nag-reply, ba't di ka nag-I love you? But sin lang. Because we want to feel loved and we want to express love. We verbally express these. I remember a friend in high school telling me na to prove his love sa kanyang nililigawan, ang ginawa daw niya is publicly sinigaw niya na mahal niya yung babaeng nililigawan niya. Of course, the female was not impressed. Okay? Now, sa Bible, ang love ay laging pinatutunayan through actions at hindi lamang sa salita or emotions. At itong pagmamahal na ito ay kadalasan hindi madali. It's not easy. Paul's love for Christ and his gospel led him to numerous beatings, near-death experiences, sickness, and chained in prison because he chose to love God, not this world. That's Christian love. Now, this is not surprising, mga kaibigan, kasi he is only emulating his master, Jesus. Christ's love for sinners and his concern for God's glory led him to march towards the cross. He was beaten, whipped, mocked, spat on, crowned him with thorns. Jesus suffered and died an excruciating death on the cross to save us from our sins. For love's sake. For the glory of God. Unang Pedro 2:23, nang siya'y insultuhin, hindi siya gumanti ng insulto. Nung siya'y pahirapan, hindi siya nagbanta. Sa halip, ipinaubaya niya ang lahat sa Diyos na makatarungan kung humatol. You see, friends, God loved us while we were still rebelling against Him. God loves us although we are currently hating Him. Kahit galit pa rin tayo sa Kanya, kahit kinamumunghian natin siya, and we deserve death, God loved us even though we rejected Him. 1 John chapter 4, verse 10 tells us, "In this love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Christ lived the life that we couldn't and died the death that we deserved. Friends, this is the gospel of Jesus Christ, and there is an invitation for those to repent from their rebellious ways, those to repent from their sins, and put their faith in Christ's finished work on the cross for salvation, for forgiveness of sins, for cleansing us from unrighteousness, for reconciliation to God the Father. Friends, Christian love is not easy. It's not. It is marked by sacrifice. It demands one to die to self in order to love and serve others. Friends, this is the mark of a true follower of Christ. John chapter 13, 34 to 35, "A new commandment I give to you," this is Jesus, "that you love one another just as I loved you, you also are to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." True followers of Jesus Christ are marked by love, sacrificial love, a love that is marked by dying to self, dying to flesh, in order to love and serve others. At kapag ganito ang itsura ng pagmamahal sa iba, it points to a much greater love, a much greater love that is displayed on the cross. Christ's love is selfless. Christian love is selfless. Christian love has a lack of self-concern. For a Christian, love is an action word. Hindi lang puro salita. Hindi lang puro emosyon. A love that would cost us our time, talent, and possessions or treasures. Mga kaibigan, how would you describe your love towards others? How would you describe your love towards brothers and sisters in Christ? Would you describe your love as selfless or selfish? A love that always takes or gives? Is it a love that uses others to get what we want or get our way? Or does it serve others for their good? A love that only benefits you? Or a love that benefits them? Christian love is a love that dies to self in order to serve others for the glory of Christ. Sinabi ho ni Jesus sa Luke chapter 9, verse 23, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Mga kaibigan, magkakaroon lamang tayo ng ganitong klaseng pagmamahal sa isa't isa if it is grounded in humility. Itong humility na ito comes kapag nauunawaan natin na what Christ has done for us on the cross. Now, we deserve death dahil sa ating kasalanan, but we were granted mercy and grace. God did not treat us as our sins deserved. It is loving, brothers or sisters in Christ, even though we do not feel any affection for them. That's Christian love.
Ba't ko mamahalin niyan? Hindi nga nagpapakita ng pagmamahal sa akin niya. Hindi nga ako pinapansin yan. Parang walang tao, lalabas ako dyan, titingin.
But that's not Christian love. Christian love is giving and without expecting anything in return. The mark of Christ that He gave His Son, He gave love. So of course it would be good to see na nasusuklian ang ating pag-ibig. That is also a mark of a Christian. But if your love is only based on kung papansinin ka o hindi, that is shallow. Even non-Christian can love that way. And so, friends, are you willing to be inconvenienced in order to serve others? We express this love by dying to self in order to serve others. And so Paul approached Philemon. He approached Philemon with love. Friends, if we are to be agents of reconciliation sa ibang tao, we must approach people in love. In love. With genuine concern and patience, wanting to see na mag-reconcile talaga yung mga relationships na ito. Hindi lang ito yung ordinary na conflict resolution. O ano, pati na ba kayo magkamino? O sige, tama na yan. Diba? I remember growing up na kung saan kapag may nagawa akong mali sa school, nag-away kami ng classmate ko, anong usually sinasabi ng teacher? Mag-sorry ka! Ayoko, mag-sorry ka! Sorry! Talagang galing sa puso, ano? And sometimes, hindi talaga galing sa puso, galing sa muso. And this is the approach that Paul is giving kay Philemon. That's why kung babasahin niya yung verse 14, ayaw ko na puwersahin ka. Yun ang sinabi niya. I don't want to force you. I want you to do this from the heart. But of course, he is informing his mind kung bakit niya kailangan gawin to from the heart. Hindi lang to basta iniwanan na lang niya kung ano ang feeling ni Philemon. And Paul is saying kay Philemon, dahil sa love we have for each other, at dahil sa love na pinamalas mo sa mga anak ng Diyos, I like you to continue exercising. Kasi ginagawa na ni Philemon to eh. Ginagawa na niya to sa small house church sa Colossae. He is what? We studied last week. Refreshing their hearts. And Paul say, good job, tuloy mo yan. And by the way, sa pagpapatuloy mo yan, meron pa akong papaalam sa iyo na kailangan mo rin mahalin. At sino yun? Tignan natin yung number two. An appeal for a spiritual son. Verse 10, I appeal to you for my child, Onesimus, whose father I became in my imprisonment. Paul sa passage na ito introduces Onesimus for the first time. Now, what's interesting sa verse 10, I'm going to talk about structure ng sentence dito. Yung structure ng sentence sa original language ng verse 10, sa huli ni Paul nilagay yung pangalang Onesimus. Parang ang basa neto is like this. And I did yung actual rough English translation. Philemon, I appeal to you, my child. I appeal to you, my child. He became my child and I became his father while I was in prison. And his name is Onesimus. Yun yung actual na Greek construction na nasa huli yung pangalan na Onesimus. Now, sinadya ba ni Paul yun? Yes. Sinadya ni Paul yun ang ganitong construction ng sentence in hopes na mapalambot niya ang puso mismo na maging tender-hearted si Philemon mismo kay Onesimus or sa kanya. Now, I could have imagined yung drama na to habang binabasa itong letter na ito sa maliit na congregation. Ano? I could have imagined Paul saying, kapatid na Philemon, alam mo habang nasa bilangguan ako, nagkaroon ako ng pagkakataon mag-share ng gospel. And probably yung reaction ni Philemon, amen, tama yan Paul, ikaw na ikaw yan. And then he continues. At ang maganda pa dito, nakakilala sa Panginoon Jesucristo. Isa na siya ngayong kapatiran, yung mamang kinikwento ko sa iyo. He is now a brother. Dini-disciple ko siya ngayon para na nga siyang anak sa akin. Philemon would probably answer, praise God! Alam ko yung pakiramdam na yan, Paul, ganyan ka rin sa akin eh. Tama yan. Praise God sa mamang yan. And then Paul, ending yung verse 10, tells him, nga pala, ang pangalan niya ay Onesimus. I could have imagined yung shock na naramdaman ni Philemon nung nabanggit niya ang pangalang Onesimus. Hindi nabanggit ko ano specifically nagawang kasalanan ni Onesimus kay Philemon, pero marahil ito ay related ho sa pera. Some scholars said nagnakaw siya ng pera, and while some said he mishandled funds. Kung ano man ang dahilan, sa takot ni Onesimus, tinakbuhan niya ang kanyang amo, na kung saan si Philemon. At marahil, just giving you that context, nung binanggit ni Paul ang pangalang Onesimus, ay nanumbalik lahat ng mga masasakit na alaala niya about him. Nanumbalik yung pagkulo ng kanyang dugo. And sometimes, ganun po tayo, ano? When there are people who hurt us from the past, and then we just hear their name, makes us really angry. Naalala niya marahil lahat, ang pagloloko niya, ang pagkatraidor niya kay Philemon, ang pagkaabandona niya, the losses that he occurred dahil sa ginawa niyang kasalanan. Philemon was probably not comfortable hearing or even reading yung section na ito. Onesimus went to Rome, a place na napakadaming tao, a place na pwedeng hindi siya makilala, for protection, probably to start a new life. But God sovereignly connected him to Paul. Paano? We have no idea. But we also can understand that he is sovereign. We don't know how, and he, Paul, shared the gospel of hope to Philemon. In prison, Onesimus found freedom in Christ. At anong patunay? What's the proof that he really repented? What's the proof that he's really a Christian? Well, let's look at verse 11. Formerly, he was useless to you, but now he is indeed useful to you and to me. In short, ang sinasabi ni Paul, nagbago na siya. Iba na tong mamang to, hindi na ito yung dati mong kakilala. Katulad, hindi katulad ng dati. He is now your brother in Christ. Ang pangalan ni Onesimus is a common name ng bond servant or slave. Which is interesting, ang pangalan na Onesimus translates to useful. So in short, Onesimus means useful. Now, I know what you parents are thinking. Pag kayo nagkaroon ng anak, papangalan niyo Onesimus. Para pag lumaki, pagdating sa bahay, magiging useful sa paglinis ng bahay. Yung ba yun? Hindi. Ang pangalan ni Onesimus is a common slave name. So, kung mapapansin, there's a play on words dito na ginawa ni Paul. It's sort of a dad joke nung time ni Paul. Parang ito ang sinasabi niya. Si useful ay naging useless sa iyo nung tinakbuhan ka. Pero ngayon, si useful ay useful na talaga. Friends, this is how the gospel transformed lives. At ito ang pinangako ng Panginoon to those who will repent from their sins and trust Christ for salvation. Ito yung binasa sa atin kanina ni Brother Bon Lorbes sa Ezekiel 36, 26 to 27. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. Paul understands that he's talking sa isang Philemon na nabago na ng buhay. He understands na si Philemon ay hindi na rin katulad ng dati. That's why when he shared na si Onesimus ay hindi na katulad ng dati, he should understand. He should know what it means. Friends, hindi ko alam kung bakit ka nandito sa Dubai ngayon. Maaring nandito ka dahil meron kang
Marahil may nagawa ka sa Pilipinas, kaya ka nandito? Di kaya na meron tayong tinataguan o tinatakbuhan? O maaaring may reputasyon ka na hindi maganda at pumunta ka sa bansa na ito, isang malaki at napakapunong puno ng tao na Dubai para walang makakilala sa iyo? O maaaring nandito ka ngayong oras na ito just because hindi mo alam kung anong ginagawa mo dito? Pakiramdam mo nang dahil sa mga nagawa mong kasalanan nung nakaraan ay wala ka ng kapatawaran. Maybe that's you. You feel na wala nang pwedeng magpatawad sa akin. Wala na akong pag-asa. Kaibigan, ano ba ang nagawa mo sa buhay mo na sa tingin mo na wala na itong kapatawaran sa Diyos? Is it idolatry? Masamba ka sa ibang Diyos-Diyosan? Is it sexual immorality? Is it prostitution? Is it adultery? Is it homosexuality? Is it sorcery? Did you swindle a lot of money from someone? Are you drug dependent? Drug pusher? Alcoholic? Nakapaslang ka ba ng buhay? Mga kaibigan, let me tell you this. Walang kasalanan that is beyond the grace of our Lord to forgive. May pag-asa. Paano mo nasabi ang pastor? Kasi buhay ka pa. And knowing na may dugo pa rumaratay dyan sa iyong mga ugat, is God telling you, I'm extending my mercy and grace sa iyo. Bakit, pastor? Kasi forgiveness is possible because of what Christ Jesus has done for us. Christ came for sinners like you and me to reconcile us to a holy, angry God and to reconcile us towards one another. Luke chapter 5, verse 32, I have not come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. John 12, 47, I did not come to judge the world but to save the world. Kaya kaibigan, may pag-asa. The perfect, spotless Son of God came into this world, lived a sinless life na hindi natin kayang gawin o kaya natin accomplish. And He died on the cross na dapat tayo yun. We deserve to die, pero Christ took our place for the forgiveness of our sins and was raised to life for God to declare us righteous before Him. There is hope, friends, if we turn away from our sins and trust Christ to forgive us. Regardless kung anong nagawa mo. Pastor, hindi nyo naiintindihan. Siguro hindi ko kailangan maintindihan. Pero ito ang kailangan natin maintindihan. May kapatawaran ang nagawa mong kasalanan. Because Christ took it upon Himself, yung wrath of God, for you. Romans 5:8, but God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Someone eternal cares for your soul. Someone eternal truly loves you. And that is God by sending His Son Jesus. According to David Platt in his book, Follow Me, and I quote, Christianity does not begin with our pursuit of Christ, but with Christ's pursuit of us. Christianity does not start with an invitation we offer to Jesus, but with an invitation Jesus offers us. Friends, the invitation to follow Jesus is offered to you this morning. Leave your life of rebellion, repent, and place your faith in Christ's finished work on the cross. Follow Christ. Put your faith in Christ. Binago ng Panginoon si Onesimus. Yun yung pinapaliwanag ni Paul kay Philemon. Ang dating kriminal ay ngayon ay kapatid by God's grace. Isipin ninyo, Paul probably was around 60 plus years old. Hindi ganun katanda. Probably he feels it. Dahil may mga former injuries siya sa katawan sa pagbubugbog sa kanya ng mga tao. But 60 plus years old, nakakulong. He should be worrying about himself. He should be worrying about what to eat, and yung kanyang clothing, yung kanyang health condition. But two things really spoke to me sa passage na to. Two things that really encouraged me about this elderly Paul. One, he never stops sharing the gospel despite sa kanyang situation. Two, now let me back up a little bit. Bakit, Pastor? Because kahit nakakulong si Paul, he's really a free man. He's free, his freedom is found in Christ. Number two, he is helping a slave be reconciled to his master. He was acting as a mediator kay Philemon at Onesimus. Napakaganda po niyan. Ito ang ginawa niya kay Judea at kay Syntyche sa Philippians chapter 4 verse 2. And sinabi doon sa verse 2, he urged them to agree in the Lord. Yun ang isa sa mga mark ng ministry ni Paul eh. He reconciles and mediates mga kapatiran na kung saan hindi nakakasundo to agree in the Lord. Kasi yun ang foundation ng relationship, ang Panginoong Hesukristo. Mga kaibigan, tayo kaya na mas magaan marahil ang kalagayan sa buhay kumpara kay Paul? Ay naiisip ba natin to help reconcile brothers and sisters in Christ? Pastor, problema na nila yun. Okay. Pastor, may himasok pa ako sa mga problema na may problema. Pastor, mahirap na baka madamay pa o baka naman sabihin nangingiilam tayo. Yaman mo na sila, matatanda na yan. Mga kaibigan, hindi po ito pangingilam ang tawag dito. If we become agents of reconciliation to others, and listen to this, I'm talking to the Christians. If we become agents of reconciliation, we are reflecting the gospel. The way Christ reconciled us to God, yun ang ginagawa natin, reconciling others to brothers and sisters to each other. Mga kapatid, dapat typical sa ating mga Kristiyano yan. Dapat typical na tayo maging agents of reconciliation at hindi mga konsintidor. Minsan tayo pa yung nangungonsinti, ya mo siya! Tagal na yan eh. Ayun, hindi nga namamansin yan eh. Bumalik ulit sa hindi pagpapansin yan. Pero yun ang point dito eh. We should be agents of reconciliation. Hindi dapat tayo nagkukonsinti ng mali. This is one way we could help to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, Ephesians 4:3. So, Pastor, how do you do that? If a brother or sister shares to you na may kaalitan siya sa church, anong gagawin natin? I'll give you, there could be a lot of ways to do this, but let me give you three. One, kapag nilapitan po tayo, this is what you ask them. Nakausap mo na ba itong tao na to? If not, encourage them and guide them to talk to this person and hold them accountable. You know what? Let's pray about it, pero I think you need to talk to this person. Bakit pa, sir? Matthew 18, verse 15. Second, if they did at ginawa nila ito at wala pa din, then help the brother or sister by mediating. Paano? Matthew 18, verse 16. Be a witness. Samahan mo siya. Tara, kausapin natin yan. Alam mo, kaibigan ko rin yan. Baka I want to help you reconcile. Kasi yun ang point po ng mediating, mga kaibigan, mga kapatid sa Panginoon. Ang goal nito is reconciliation and restoration. Sabi sa Philemon verse 12 to 14, I am sending him you back to you, sending my very heart. I would have been glad to keep him with me in order that he might serve me on your behalf during my imprisonment for the gospel, but I prefer to do nothing without your consent in order that your goodness might not be compulsion but of your own accord. Paul sends him back to Philemon, si Onesimus. Not as a bondservant, but a relationship that is much deeper and lasting than that, kung hindi a brother in Christ. He wants Philemon
to be reconciled with Onesimus, and we will see a lot of that sa third part ng ating series, kung paano sila nag-reconcile. At least hindi yung buong detail, but we can see glimpses of that. Now we go to our last part, which is number 3. An appeal to God's providence. An appeal. So he was appealing out of love. He's appealing kasi kapatiran mo yan sa Panginoon. Pamilya na tayo. And third, he's appealing because of God's providence. Verse 15 to 16. For this perhaps is why he was parted from you for a while, that you might have him back forever. No longer as a bondservant, but more than a bondservant, as a beloved brother, especially to me. But how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. So verses na ito, pinagpapatuloy ni Paul yung pag-appeal niya kay Philemon. Pero to be reconciled kay Onesimus, this time, yun yung inagawa niya, I appeal to you out of love. I appeal to you as a brother because he's now your brother. Now he appeals to him because of God's providence. Providence means God sovereignly works through his divine power to direct, guide, sustain, and care for his creation, specifically his people. Paul is giving a short lecture kay Philemon dito about God's divine sovereignty and human responsibility. Totoo nga na nagkasala si Onesimus kay Philemon at tinakasan niya ito papuntang Rome. Gayunpaman, ang kasalanang ito ay hindi nangyari sa labas ng sovereign will ng Panginoon. It does not mean that this is out of God's sovereign will. Ang sinasabi ni Paul sa verse 15 to 16 na God ultimately designed the situation in order for Onesimus to come to faith in Christ. Interesting. Why don't we reflect on that a little bit? Think about, mga kaibigan, the people who hurt you. Think about the people who wronged you in the past. Maaring tinatanong natin kung bakit hinayaan ng Panginoon mangyari ito. People who humiliated you, betrayed you, abused you, deceived you, used you. Mga kaibigan, hindi natin alam kung bakit nangyari ito. But one thing we can be confident of, God is using it for your good. And ultimately for His glory. We may get to see the reason why in this world kung bakit nangyari yon, pero mostly in retrospect. Pag napagtanto na natin, kaya pala nangyari yon, gano'n na lang. O maaaring hindi natin malaman kung bakit nangyari sa ating itong mga bagay na ito. Kung hindi man, we will find out one day. And once we find out na nandyan tayo sa kaharian ng Panginoon, we will praise the Father. Friends, did God put a face and name in your heart right now? A person that you need to be reconciled with. Maaring ang tao na ito is not a Christian. Maaring ang tao na ito is a non-believing family member or a non-believing relative. A non-believing friend, non-believing colleague, non-believing classmate. Could it be that God wants to use this situation to draw this person to Himself? Do you think it's an accident kung bakit pareho mong kaibigan ang matagal nang may alitan? Ikaw pareho ang nilalapitan kapag naiinis sila sa isa't isa? Sa tingin mo ba aksidente yun? And do you think by chance lang na ikaw ang kanilang matalik na kaibigan din? Could it be that God wants you to become an agent of reconciliation? A picture of the reconciling power of the gospel sa buhay ng dalawang ito? Or maybe baka tayo yung nagsasabi, eh, bahala sila. Pag nagsishare naman sila, baka kailangan lang nila huminga. Do something about it. You have been reconciled to God, by God the Father through His Son. Could it be na kailangan ikaw rin would be used by God as a mediator sa bawat isa? Especially those na hindi nakakilala sa Panginoon, could be a gospel opportunity like Paul kay Onesimus. Nandito ka ba sa Dubai o sa church ngayon dahil you are hiding from someone or escaping a certain consequence of sin? Could it be God brought you here sa lugar na ito, sa church na ito, sa kinauupuan mo ngayon, kasama yung katabi mo ngayon, for you to hear the only message that can reconcile you to God, and that is through Jesus Christ? That if you repent from your sin and trust Jesus Christ, you will be a free man, a free woman, because He will set you free from the bondage and slavery of sin and Satan. Friends, forgiveness and reconciliation are two very difficult things to do. But it is the most Christian thing to do. In his book, Peacemaker, by Ken Sandy, and he comments on forgiveness when he said, and I read, "To forgive someone is to release from liability to suffer punishment or penalty. Forgiveness is undeserved and cannot be earned. Forgiveness requires that you absorb certain effects of another person's sins and release the person from liability to punishment." Beautifully done. Friends, this is precisely kung anong ginawa ng Panginoong Hesukristo sa krus ng Kalbaryo. He rescued us, forgave us, taking our sin upon Himself and taking the penalty of sins. God was pouring His wrath on Him on the cross for us so that we would be forgiven. Jesus Christ was forsaken so that you may be forgiven. Mark Dever says, "Remembering what Christ did to purchase our forgiveness should be our greatest incentive to release others from the penalties they deserve." Good one. Philemon's relationship with Onesimus is something that is stronger, more familial, more eternal than of a bond servant. Paul knows this, kaya he worked hard to see these brothers reconciled. He worked hard to see these brothers reconciled. This is a mark of a true Christian. Friends, does this mark you? A person reconciled with God works to reconcile people with each other. Let's pray. Thank you, Father God, for reconciling us to one of the most terrifying enemies, God. Thank you for sending your Son Jesus. Because of Christ, we are no longer enemies, but friends. So I pray for mga kaibigan ko, mga bisita namin na nandito ngayon who heard the gospel of Christ, would you call them to yourself in a saving way? Would you allow them to see the sinfulness of their sins and the sinfulness of their righteousness and see the righteousness of Christ and trust Him? As for brothers and sisters who are here this morning, as reconciled people of God, may we be agents of reconciliation. May we be people who are quick to forgive, quick to reconcile. I pray na hindi manatili ang bitterness, galit sa aming puso, knowing that we ourselves have tasted sweet forgiveness from God, from you, Father, through your Son, Jesus. Thank you for the gospel of Jesus Christ that reminds us that we are no longer ang dati naming sarili, that we have been saved, washed, reconciled, redeemed, and now have a new purpose. Lord, as we continue the beauty of the gospel, as we partake the Lord's Supper, may this time be a time of deep meditation of your word, of what you have done, and of who we are. And I pray that one day, Lord, that we would get to see you face to face with all joy and no more sorrow because of sin. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.